Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
That's right. It's so key to step back, because in the middle of the situation, you're overwhelmed. You're thinking, what can I do? How can I remove this? What can I do to add income? What can I do to cut expenses? And those are practical steps, and those are things, definitely look at those things. But don't neglect the spiritual aspect of it.
Yes, that's right.
Don't neglect that first step of submitting myself to God and saying, God, maybe the very first step is repentance, changing your mind about what's gotten you into this situation.
Right.
Because
right.
if you don't take that first step of changing your mind, you may pay off the debt, but then you're going to go
get right back into it. That's right.
So maybe that's step number one: repent, change your mind about this, about the debt, about living on the world system versus God's system, and then ask God, what can I do here? What is your plan for getting out from under this? Because, like we said, He's got a million ways. He's got the miraculous way to provide for you. And a lot of times it's going to come back to Him asking you the question, just like the prophet asked the lady, the widow, hey, what do you have in your house? Because so many times our miracle is going to start with what we have in our hands. What can we offer up to God? What can we give Him to work with? What can we do to make room for this miracle to take place? And that's exactly what the woman did. At first, she discounted what she had.
She did, totally.
She says,
I got nothing.
Your servant has nothing there at all, she said. And if she stopped there, there would be no miracle.
Be no miracle story.
Because she had nothing.
Nothing.
Right? But then she says, except a little oil.
Yeah.
But she discounted that, really discounted what she currently had, thinking, well, that's just not enough, right?
Right.
And how many times do we look at, maybe it's our giving, maybe it's our tithe, you know, and we think, well, that's not enough, you know? Or I can do, that may be enough to sustain me for a day, 2 days, whatever it is, whatever that 10% will do for you and your finances, but I guarantee you, 10% of your income is not enough for you to live on. It's not enough for you to pay your debt.
That's right.
It's not enough, right? And so, but we can discount that. In our own hands, it may seem like not enough, but when we put it into God's hands,
then it
we
becomes,
give Him,
yes.
It becomes not just enough, it becomes
more than enough.
That's exactly
it
right.
It pays off the debt, removes the debt burden from you entirely, and then gave her enough to live on for the rest of the time.
That's right.
I mean, so she had more than enough from something that she totally discounted in the beginning.
Yeah.
Wasn't, you know, said there was nothing in the house, but yet there's just jar of oil. And that one thing became the thing that God used through the prophet to pay off all the debt and give her enough to live on for the rest of her time.
Right.
It's incredible sometimes how we just discount what we have. Because God's not really asking us for something we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
He's not requiring of us to do something with what we don't have. He knows what we got in the house. He knows what we have. He knows what we're capable of. He knows what gifts, talents, and abilities He's placed in us. He knows that.
Yeah.
And so, but we have to do something with it.
Right.
If we take what we have and we give it to God, being submitted to God, He will take what we've given Him and He will work out a debt removal miracle for us.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.